Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Samuel Duarte.
Yeah, that's him.
That's he. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Duarte. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Sure, but please don't take too long because I'm in the middle of something.
No, maybe 10 minutes at the most. Is that okay?
I don't know if I have 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, to start with... How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Close to 10 years, I think. 10 years? Not 10. No. Close to 20.
Wow, 20, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, stone mason,
yeah,
marble mason?
PCC.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the last 12 months?
Zero.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get that sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same?
Not about the same.
What about union construction projects? More, fewer, or the same?
I think more.
More? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, were there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Was there? Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Okay, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through the state or local government, privately, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably less than now.
Less? Okay, mm-hmm. Now thinking about your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I don't know. Let me see. I will have to take like a lucky guess because I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem.
Now switching.
Okay, stay about the same. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you never had any real safety concerns?
Probably fall protection or falling objects.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended any union meeting in the past 12 months?
In the past 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think, yes, I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Online or in person?
Yes, online. Online, yeah, for long.
Okay.
I did
and
one online.
For each? Okay, and for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing, picketing, union organizing. Have you participated, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please.
Can I stop you for a minute?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I stop you for a minute? What is this for?
Yeah. It's just a survey. It's just a research that we're doing
okay,
with all the members
who
of the
union. Okay,
and
who do you work for again? Do you work
for
the union?
I work for opinion research, and what we're doing is for our partner, which is the union.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, going a little beyond the world, I'm sorry, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV's new programming, radio or internet or social media.
Let me see. It'll be TV and internet.
Okay, TV and internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else like friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, radio?
Definitely not radio.
Radio.
No, actually, yes. Listen to radio, yes. If I listen to the radio every morning.
Okay, what about
when
friends?
I go to work.
So do I. Friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper?
No.
No? Neither one of those? Okay.
No. I don't have social media. I don't have TikTok
okay, no
or
problem.
Stuff like that.
Neither do I. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, immigration, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, healthcare, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
I would say the environment.
Okay.
I think immigration, too.
Okay, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No. No.
No, thank you. As you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I guess important.
Okay. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support that prevailing wage protections on the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know about that.
Okay, no problem. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side
yeah,
do you support more?
Yeah, I read some of that stuff. But it's
okay.
Over, right? I mean,
not still going on. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
Well, I don't know. I can't really take a side because
okay,
I don't know.
No problem.
I don't really know what's
no
going
problem.
On.
Okay, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
What about health care? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about support for labor unions? Do you support, do you approve or disapprove? I'm sorry.
Disapprove.
Okay. What about foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in election president and other offices in November 24? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
I think that's personal.
Okay, no problem. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, turning back to back BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say good.
Okay. How will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Okay. Thank you. Now, in your own words, how can the union best improve its representation and service? In a small statement, in your own words.
Probably more site visits to the job.
More site visits, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And more jobs, you said?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just more site visits.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words, in a small sentence.
Try to work with the non-union company to become union.
Non-union companies to become union?
Yeah. Like you see, there's a lot of companies that are not union.
Uh-huh. So try to work with the non-union companies so they could become mm-hmm. part of the union, right?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. What is your preference way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, union meetings, job site, text messages?
Probably text messages.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year? A couple of times a year? Four or more times a year?
Probably a couple of times a year, if so.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'll do it independent.
Okay. Do you think you're closer to the Republican or Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither? Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Latino, Hispanic.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Samuel.
Thank you, Samuel. I really appreciate your time and patience. You have a blessed night.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.